The Kremlin is dismissing.
This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Some Denver public school students have started a petition asking that teachers get vaccinated before reopening schools next week. Teachers are not scheduled to do so until March. Kai Vong says crowded classrooms could pose a risk.
There's some groups that have still been partying throughout COVID and not taking this seriously, and we felt that with so many unknowns of the virus, it's just so unnecessary to put a mass amount of lives at risk.
More than 1,500 students, parents, and teachers signed the online petition. Denver Public Schools says it worked with health experts to create a safe plan for in-person learning. The state will get $181 million from a federal program to support COVID testing sites. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
Governor Jared Polis and Colorado senators announced the new funding this morning to continue free testing across the state. The Federal Emergency Management Agency funding was expected, but had been delayed, according to a press release. From March to December of last year, the state spent around $349 million on COVID-19 testing. FEMA is currently reimbursing the state for 75% of testing costs, but Polis says that number may increase under the incoming administration of Joe Biden. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A worker furloughed in March from the Denver airport soon ran out of things to do. Then he came across a Facebook post from someone who was writing to older adults in a local care facility. Wesley Morgan was inspired and so far has sent letters to more than 500 older people across the country, helping to ease their isolation during the pandemic. Coming up on the eve of the inauguration, some of the most conservative parts of Colorado are considering how to move forward. Weld County voted nearly 60% for Donald Trump.
He was, you know, the working class billionaire, and Weld County is a working class county.
How much sway will Trump still have over his party in the rural West? That story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Here on CPR News and KRCC, where in Colorado we will see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies overnight.